There's a wish list from the Real Estate Institute of Western Australia, a plan, it says, to help boost the economy and enable more people to enter the property market. Let's go to the president of REWA, Damien Collins. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
What's top of the wish list?
Well, look, I guess people don't realise, Ollie, how important housing is to the overall strength of the economy. Housing is 50% of people's wealth, and there's a staggering figure out from the Reserve Bank that 18% of people have negative equity, meaning that their property loans are greater than the value of their property. So we're asking for a six-point plan to help boost the property market, get it back, at least heading in the positive direction, and that's going to get people spending through the wider economy and in retail particularly. So around the first home as a first homeowners is the place we really want to start, mm-hmm. and that's increasing the threshold to $550,000 where they don't pay stamp duty. At the moment, it's only $430,000. That means a lot of people who want to live in the central area within about 10-15K of the city can't get in without and get the stamp duty exemptions. And the other one is certainly the 7,000 first homeowners grant on established. Right now, you get $10,000 on a new property, get nothing on established one. We think that balance should be much closer, and we're asking for $7,000 on established properties.
All right. So if the stamp duty exemption was increased from $430 to $550, what would that open up in terms of the properties available to purchasers?
Well, the median price in Perth is about $480,000, so that's 50% or more and 50% less. By the time you get to $550,000, that means they can generally buy about 65% of the market. And not only that, it means that more than almost half of the properties within that 15-kilometre region of the CBD people can get into. Now, one of the issues you have is you've got a government that's saying, and wisely, and I agree with it, that we should be looking at infill and, you know, buying and just living in the established community, and yet their policies are pushing people more to the outskirts by rewarding people going buying house and land packages on the far-flung ends of town.
All right, so that's for first home buyers. What about for older West Australians, for seniors?
Yeah, Ollie, one of the other big impediments is in the longer term, we're trying to get more of that infill and development. And there's a lot of people sitting on big blocks that could be potentiable for development. And they'd like to move, but they go, well, it's going to cost me stamp duty to buy. And again, when I downsize. So we're asking for a $10,000 waiver or $10,000 rebate on stamp duty. Mm-hmm. When you downsize, that means pure and simply that if you sell out from, say, $650,000, buy a house for $400,000, free up some cash, the stamp duty you pay might be $11,000 or $12,000, but you get $10,000 back, so you're effectively paying next to no stamp duty. We think that's a great policy to help free up the market, and it means that developers can put some of that infill that the government so badly wants in the future of Perth's growth.
And talking of stamp duty, you want to see it removed for off-the-plan purchases?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So we've got a whole lot of construction workers out there sitting around and can't get any jobs. And there's people who'd like to buy apartments, but there's no real incentives out there in the market. And it could even be townhouses and villas. So we think off-the-plan stamp duty exemption or at least a reduction to what the land value is would certainly help get some of those people to take that punt and buy off-the-plan. And that's going to create a lot of construction jobs and also aligns with the government's target of having nearly half our growth in the established infill areas. So I think that'd be a great policy.
And what about that foreign owner duty surcharge that's currently in place?
Yeah, very disappointing that the state government brought that in earlier this year, 1st of January. It's 7% on foreign buyers. Now, politically, it's easy to get people behind that. But the reality is we're in a market where we've got a lot of people sitting around looking who'd love to be on construction sites working. That's something we ask them to put it down to zero. Maybe if the market changes and it's booming and we've got the foreigners crowding out locals, maybe bring it back then. But right now, we need all the investment we can get in WA to create jobs. So we want to see that drop to zero, at least for the near term.
So that probably brings us to the property taxes in WA. Do you think they're fair?
No, not at all. Ollie, the stamp duty is the most inefficient tax of all, and you can ask any economist. It's crazy. It's for pass and go. It's not related to your wealth, profit. It's just for pass and go. So long term, we'd love to see that got rid of, replaced by a broader base land tax. That's a long term end game. ACT are doing it at the moment over 20 years. It's not going to happen overnight. But ultimately, stamp duty is one of the dumbest taxes out there, and we'd love to see bipartisan approach. It would take that. We'd love to see both sides of politics get together and come up with a long-term plan to get rid of it.
All right. Do you hold out much hope that government will endorse REWA's plan?
Oh, we certainly, look, we may not get everything, but we certainly think there's some merit in a lot of those proposals. The government is getting very little stamp duty revenue as well. It's down more than half over the last 12 years. It's in everybody's best interest to have a healthy housing construction market, healthy property market. It's going to create jobs, and it also means that people are going to feel wealthier if the market recovers and they'll start spending on retail, because right now, with one in five people in negative equity, even if they get pay rises or save money, they're going to put in their mortgages. It's not going to help the wider economy until that house price starts to recover.
Damien, really appreciate your time. We'll hear you with Simon Beaumont next Thursday on the afternoon program. Thank you.
Thanks, Ollie. Cheers.